Hockey News. I'm Ben Thomas. At the White House today, President Trump confronted his South African counterpart with baseless claims alleging the targeted killings of white farmers in the country. Saka Magani has details.
The president's accused the black-led government of anti-white policies, saying people are fleeing South Africa for their own safety.
Their land is being confiscated, and in many cases, they're being killed.
And in the Oval Office, alongside President Cyril Ramaphosa,
turn the lights down,
played a video of a far-left South African politician chanting a song, including the lyrics, "Kill the Farmer." Ramaphosa pushed back.
That is not government policy.
Experts in South Africa say there's no evidence of whites being targeted, though farmers of all races are victims of the nation's very high crime rate. Relations between the two countries are at the lowest level in 30 years, and Ramaphosa said he was at the White House in hopes of recalibrating.
Reset the relationship.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Afterward, Ramaphosa said, "We have done well by reopening the relationship with the U.S." President Trump's multi-trillion-dollar tax breaks package appears at risk of stalling. House Speaker Mike Johnson and conservative Republican holdouts were at the White House for talks to salvage the bill. Before that meeting, Congressman Chip Roy offered this.
There's a long way to go, and I want to be very clear. We've got to deliver on what we're talking about, or we're not going to be able to get the bill done.
Roy, among those concerned about the deficit, the Congressional Budget Office says the tax provisions in the bill would add $3.8 trillion. A federal judge says the Trump administration was unquestionably in violation of a court order barring deportations to third countries with a flight linked to South Sudan. The administration says it expelled 8 immigrants convicted of violent crimes, but refused to reveal where they would end up. The judge says the 8 were not given a meaningful opportunity to challenge their deportation. This is AP News. 12 states have urged the U.S. Court of International Trade to strike down President Trump's tariff policies, arguing he's exceeded his authority, leaving U.S. trade policy dependent on his whims. Trump says it's an effort to reverse America's massive and long-standing trade deficits. And Seth Sutel has the AP Markets Report.
Stocks slumped on Wall Street under pressure from higher yields on U.S. government bonds, which have been rising on worries about the government's spiraling debt. The S&P 500 fell 1.6%. The Dow Jones Industrial Average dropped 816 points. It's about 1.9%. The Nasdaq Composite sank 1.4%. Stocks had drifted lower in the morning after Target and other retailers gave mixed profit forecasts. The market took a sharp turn lower in the afternoon as Treasury yields snapped higher. Higher rates on Treasuries can raise borrowing costs across the economy by pushing rates higher on mortgages, car loans, and credit cards. That in turn can slow the economy. Seth Sutel, New York.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.